ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from third canto, chapter 32, text 2. Sachapi Bhagavad Dharma.
Sachapi Bhagavad Dharma.
Sachapi Bhagavad Dharma.
Sachapi Bhagavad Dharma.
Kama Murha Paranmukha. Kama Murha Paranmukha. Yayate kratu bhir devan yayate kratu bhir devan pitrimscha shraddhayanvita pitrimscha shraddhayanvita Sachapi Bhagavad Dharma
Sachapi Bhagavad Dharma
Kama Murha Paranmukha
Kama Murha Paranmukha
Yate Kratu Bhir Devan
Yate Kratu Bhir Devan
Pritrimscha Shraddhayanvita
Pritrimscha Shraddhayanvita
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Such persons who are bereft of devotional service due to being too attached to sense gratification, and therefore, although they perform various kinds of sacrifice, they take great vows to satisfy the demigods and forefathers. They are not interested in Krishna consciousness, devotional service. So we are continuing from yesterday, where Kapila Muni is describing the unfortunate conditions of the living entities. How they are just not interested in devotional service. They're just interested in economic developments, and here Kapila Muni says that for economic developments and sense gratification, again and again they act like that. And Kapila Muni continues to describe how that they take great vows. Devotees also take great vows. But in this world, to become something, it is not easy. It's very, very difficult. Even to become a doctor, to become engineers, to actually stand on your own feet materially, it is not that easy. It is great difficulty, and you have to sacrifice so many things. But what is those difficulties taken for? Here, Prabhupada, Kapil Muni, he says that, you know, they do various kinds of sacrifice, they take great vows to satisfy the demigods. Why? So they can go to higher planetary systems and enjoy more. That's it. And they are not interested in Krishna consciousness. They are not interested in devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that persons who worship demigods have lost their intelligence. Yes. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan Pritya Niyanti Pritya Vrata Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya Yanti Madhya Yunopiman. You worship demigods, you go to demigods. You worship bhutas, the ghosts, you go there. Now, why would you want to go there? Because you want enjoyment. And no doubt, no doubt. I mean, I give you one example. You see ant. You have seen ants? You think it's something amazing to see an ant? You think they have some great opportunities for enjoyment? You think like that? Why? Because we think they're lower species of life, no? How long they live for? And what are they fighting for? One piece of sugar. See? Now, for ant, how big we are? Small? Very big. We are like, what, Himalayas. We walk past by the ant and they think, oh my God, the mountain is walking. Right? Now, for the ant, we are big, big mountains. For the ant themselves, they think they're big. One ant, they think they're bigger than the other ant. One ant think they're richer than the other ant. One ant think that their children is more educated than the children of the other ants. And they think, because please understand, normally they all live for 100 years. But who's 100 years? It's ants 100 years. And they think they have a long life. And same, ahar, nidra, bhayamaitunamcha, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's what they go through. Their children are also educated, just like your children is getting PhD or doctor. They also have their own engineers. Own engineers or their own educational system and everything. But to us, it's so insignificant. It's a mosquito. You think mosquito looks very beautiful? You think? But to themselves, to other mosquitoes, they saw off. Look at the muscles I have. Look how beautiful I have. And you know, look how educated I am. See how smart I am. So one mosquito is telling other mosquitoes, just look at me. There's no one like me. Aham mameti. It's all about me. But to us, eating is a joke, isn't it? If one mosquito tells other mosquito, look how smart I am. Now, you from the distance, what do you think? Look at, so stupid, how crazy they are. How can this mosquito feel he's beautiful? We're laughing at it, isn't it? We are, and it's normal. But the same thing applies to us when it comes to the demigods. Our 6 months is demigods. How long? 12 hours. Don't we think we are smart? Don't we think, you know, we look beautiful? Don't we think like our children has the best education and you know what we have? We have cars. The ants doesn't even have cars. We have cars. So we are so advanced and developed and so on and so on. Just goes, line goes on and on and on. Demigods thinks the same thing about us, what we think about the ants and mosquitoes. Their lifespan is so big. Just like the ant thinks that the human's lifespan is so big. But the standard of their enjoyment, mosquitoes' enjoyment, it's a joke to us. Similarly, the demigods' enjoyment compared to us, hell and heaven difference. And it goes like this. Now, we want somaras. You know, there's a special drink. We want somaras, we want, you know, the wealth and the beauty of the demigods and things like that. What does Brahma think of them? What does Lord Shiva think of them? Brahma's 12 hours is our 1000 Divya Yuga. 1000 Divya Yuga means 1000 Kali Yuga, 1000 Satya Yuga, 1000 Dwapar Yuga, 1000 Treta Yuga. So 1000 of that circle, four of them is called Divya Yuga, right? Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali together is called Divya Yuga. So 1000 of that is 12 hours of Brahma. Now, when Brahma looks at the demigods and they think, wow, Brahma sees the demigods thinking, oh, they're so beautiful, they have a long span of life, and you know, and so on and so forth. Brahma is a joke. Right? And above Brahma, Brahma thinks he's beautiful already with a beard. Right? Brahma is 50 or 51 year old, something like that, right now. And you know, he already has a beard, and you see, you know, he's already getting old. But, you know, the people who live in Brahmaloka, they think they are the best. They're the highest. And they're the most beautiful, and they're the, you know, smartest, and you know, their enjoyment, their food, we have pizza, rice dal sabji, puri, and you know, sundaes, whatever we, and we think our food is wow. Of course, I'm not comparing with prasadam. Prasadam is from Golok Vrindavan, but normal. But the demigod's food compared to us, unimaginable. Now the people of Vaikuntha, the people of Vaikuntha, if you compare their beauty to the beauty of the residents of Brahmaloka, how's that? You understand? So, to want to go to the demigods because we want something very special doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Abrahma bhavanaloke punaravritti nochana. Even in Brahma Loka, they all have to die. Why you want to go there? It's like, why? And therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, they're not very intelligent. What's that verse? Je bhaje Krishna se bada chatur. What's the first line? Anyway, the ones who worships Krishna, he is chatur. He is real smart. Everyone else, if you're not worshiping Krishna and trying to get out of this the repeated of birth and death, when there is opportunity, it's not chatur. Kamaistaista hrita jnana. They are much attracted to sense gratification and therefore they worship the demigods. It is of course recommended in the Vedic scripture that if one wants money, health or education, then he should worship the various demigods. If you want all this education, what does it say? If one wants money, health or education, this is better, worshipping demigods. If you were just into that, because when you worship the demigods, you're at least you accepting there is a higher authorities. So it's okay. But for devotees, first of all, we're not even supposed to ask Krishna for this, right? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, vajagati, sakame. We just want to become gopi, hartu padakamalayor, dasa, 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 dasa. We just want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. But even if you have some, as devotees, don't we have some desire sometimes? You know, don't we have? It's like, you know, you want to get a job, you know, it's not really working out. So whom do you go to? You go to Krishna or you go to demigods? You go to Krishna. Why? Because when you come to Krishna, that means you're coming to the devotees, right? And devotees will correct you by their association. So akama sarva kama va moksha kama udarati tibrena bhakti yogena yatam purusham param. Udar akama, like no desire, or sarva kama. We have all desire. Come to Krishna. Because by Krishna's association, by the devotee's association, our wantings, desire will be purified. So whatever you have, whether you're sad, you come to Krishna. You're happy, you come to Krishna. That's all. Because if you start associating with the demigods and their devotees, then you'll be misdirected. So better, whatever you have, you come to Krishna. You're sad, where do you go? Tell Krishna, my dear Lord, you know, this is what happened to me today. Something good happened to you? I'm come and tell Krishna. Krishna, this is what happened to me. Talk to them. Isn't it sometimes we can't find people who will understand? There's no one who can, whom you feel like you can actually, you know, express your feelings. Come and tell them. And there's so many instances where Prabhupada talked to the deities so many times. So, we're safe. Whatever, come and tell him. Tell the Lord. Alright. A materialistic person has manifold demands, and thus there are manifold demigods to satisfy their senses. There are 33 crores demigods. 33 koti. And there is a demigod for everything. You know, there is a demigod for eyelid. There's a demigod for everything. There's a demigod for eyelid. Who's in charge for this? It's a demigod for everything. The Grihamedis who want to continue a prosperous materialistic way of life generally worship demigods or the forefathers by offering pinda or respectful oblation. Such persons are bereft of Krishna consciousness and they are not interested in devotional service to the Lord. This kind of so-called pious and religious man is the result of impersonalism. The impersonalists maintain that the Supreme Absolute Truth has no form and that one can imagine any form he likes for his benefit and worship in that way. So much mental speculation. So much mental speculation. Yeah? Therefore, Prabhupada, you know, he uses these words like nonsense, rascals, there's one impersonalist, there's Chinmay, you know Chinmay? So, one devotee, he'd come every day to Prabhupada. He's an Indian, he was a young boy in Mumbai. And so Prabhupada was talking about Krishna to him, and in the evening he'd go back to Chinmay, that impersonalist, you know, big guru, Chinmayananda. And he would hear about impersonal things. Then he would come back to Prabhupada and he would say whatever he has heard from Chinmayananda. And Prabhupada would defeat that And then he would go back to him. So every day back and forth, and Prabhupada used the word, he's a rascal. He's the biggest rascal. He's the biggest cheater. Like that Prabhupada would tell him. And then he would, and Prabhupada would so give so many arguments, so he would go back to Chinmayananda and say, you know, but you said, you know, God is impersonal, but this. And so he would give an answer, and then he would come to Prabhupada and say, and then Prabhupada would preach to him. And then Prabhupada told him, he tells Chinmayananda that I'm ready for a debate, public debate. Prabhupada was so upset with this impersonal guy, you know. So upset because Prabhupada felt he's misguiding all these people. So Prabhupada told him, you tell him that I'm ready for a debate. And so what would be the topic? This devotee asked Prabhupada, what would be the topic? He said, because Chinmayananda was telling that he is also God. So Prabhupada said, the topic should be, if he is God, can he lift Govardhan Hill? That is the topic. And Prabhupada told him, you tell him, if he is God, why is he getting old? Krishna is always young. Nava yovanam cha. So he went to tell Chinmayananda that he didn't say anything about Prabhupada. So he said, he told Chinmayananda, he said, if you're God, why are you getting old? Why? Can't you just remain like? He said, no, this is my Leela. So this is his Leela. And he came back to Prabhupada, he told Prabhupada, Chinmayananda said, and Prabhupada just went on and on, he was just like hammering, you know. So then he asked for a debate. He went to Chinmayananda, he says, Prabhupada wants to debate, public debate. He said, you are God, so Prabhupada is he's ready for a public debate. And what's the topic? He said, you know, since you are God, Krishna has lifted Govardhan Hill, so can you lift Govardhan Hill? And then of course he refused to go for a debate, and he actually said, no, I cannot lift Govardhan Hill. Then he went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, he doesn't want to go to debate. Then Prabhupada told him, he said, you go tell him that if he says he is God, then he knows everyone's heart. So you should challenge him. You sit in front of him and you tell him, please read my mind. Because Krishna knows everyone's heart. So he went and he sat there. He didn't quote Prabhupada this time. He said, Chinmayananda Swami, whatever he used to call him. He said, if you're God. He said, yes. So I will sit in front of you and I will think different things. Can you read my mind and tell me right now what I'm thinking? Because this is what Prabhupada said, you know, he challenged you, right? So Chinmayananda, he said, no, I cannot. I cannot. So you cannot leave Govardhan Hill. You cannot stop your old age. You cannot stop your own birth, death, old age and disease. And you think you're God. He cannot read my mind. So that day on, he came to Prabhupada and he surrendered. No more Chinmayananda, only you, Prabhupada. So, why Prabhupada was so upset? Because these people are just misguiding. They were misguiding people. Therefore, the Grihamedis, or materialistic men, say that they can worship any form of demigods or worship as worship of the Supreme Lord. This is a big offense that they are comparing the demigods with Krishna. Understand how this is offense. Say, I am Naragopal Das. Okay, and I enter the temple. All of you come and start to glorify me as Donald Trump. Or who, the temple, or the president of this, of, you have the prime minister or the president? Australian? The prime minister. I mean, arguably, we say America is number one, you know, so the most powerful person is the president, so, arguably. So, and he's Donald Trump. So we come here, I enter, and you start telling me, Donald Trump has come. Is that an insult to me or is that glorifying to me? Tell me. It's an insult. How are you glorifying me? I'm not Donald Trump. You know that. I also know that. So telling demigods, oh, you're equal to Krishna, you're making offense to the demigods. Mahavishnu, who is the expansion of 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 Krishna, from his hair, what do you call this? Lomakup. How do you say in English? Pores. Millions and millions of universes come. Millions. And in one of those planets, there is a Brahma. And under Brahma, there are 33 crores demigods. And we are comparing those demigods with Krishna. It's like telling a mosquito, you know, you're the supreme personality of Godhead. How can you? How could you? And somehow or other, and you know, we think we're glorifying demigods. You're not glorifying demigods. You're humiliating them. You're insulting them. You think Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, they're happy when you tell them you're the supreme personality of Godhead? When you tell Indra, oh Indra, you're the cause of all causes, you're glorifying him or are you insulting him? What are you doing? What to speak of nowadays in India? During Durga Puja, during all this, you play all this, I don't know if you have been to India recently, for the last 10 years or so. And if you have been during Kali Puja, Durga Puja, Shivratri and all that, what they do? I mean, it's like the latest Hollywood, Bollywood music playing, blasting. What type of puja is that? What type of worship is that? Are you insulting, you're humiliating, or are you worshipping, respecting demigods? Now here, this Grihamedes, they're comparing Krishna with the demigods. It's an insult. Especially amongst the Hindus. Those who are great eaters, meat eaters, prefer to worship goddess Kali because it is prescribed that one can sacrifice a goat before the goddess. Yes, you can. But this is prescribed for who? You also have to understand. This is prescribed for the lowest of human beings who cannot control their senses. They're so degraded, they have to eat meat. Therefore, in the night of Amavasya, not even every day, in the night of Amavasya, you kill the goat or you kill the animal, and you tell Mother Kali. And you tell the Mother Kali as a witness. And to the goat you chant the mantra. In this life for my sense enjoyment I am eating you. Next life you can do the same thing to me. This is the meaning of the Sanskrit. I don't know the Sanskrit sloka. This is the meaning. This is not for gentlemen. Meat eating in the previous day, it wasn't for gentlemen. It was for those who could not control their senses. And on the day of Amavasya, in the night, you kill them. And you keep goddess as a witness and you tell this mantra. Please tell me, what type of enjoyment is this? You eat and you say, next life you can kill me. That means what? You're already telling Mother Kali, next life I'll become a goat. Isn't it? Just to eat a little bit of meat, you're telling Goddess, I'm ready to become a goat next lifetime. Well, unfortunate. They maintain that whether one worships the Goddess Kali or the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu or any demigods, the destination is the same. And this is a famous statement by Ramakrishna. And Prabhupada, I don't know if I should say in the recordings, Prabhupada was so heavy with the Ramakrishna mission. He was so heavy. How could it be that whatever path you take, you go to the same place? You take a flight to Calcutta, you end up in America. How? How does it even materially make any sense to you? And Krishna says very clearly, Yanti Deva Vrata Deva, very clear. Yam yam bhapi smaran bhavam tejatyanti kalevaram. Tam tamevaiti kunteya sudata bhava bhavita. Whatever at the end of life you think, you go there. You take that type of a body. Whomever you worship, you go to him. But here the great philosopher, jatama tata pat. At the end, he goes saying, yes, at the end, you know, you all die. But the destination is not the same. This is, Prabhupada, look at this Prabhupada's words. And this is first class rascaldom. Yeah, Prabhupada clearly says it. He summarizes all that. Rascaldom. And such people are misled. But they prefer this philosophy. Why they prefer this philosophy? Because there is no restriction. Do whatever you want to do. You know this Charvakya's statement. You know, beg, borrow, steal, take ghee. Why? Because once this body is finished, everything is finished. There is no karma. There is no next birth. There is no pious, impious, nothing, good deed, bad deed, nothing. Everything is same. So why you want to worry? You want to eat garbage? Eat garbage. You want to do this? You do this. That's it. First class rascaldom, as Prabhupada says. Bhagavad Gita does not accept such rascaldom. And it is clearly stated that such methods are meant for persons who have lost their intelligence. The same judgment is confirmed here. And the word kama mudha means one who has lost his sense of infatuated by the lust of attraction of sense gratification is used. Kama mudhas are bereft of Krishna consciousness and devotional service and are infatuated by strong desire for sense gratification. The worshippers of demigods are condemned both in the Bhagavad Gita and in Srimad Bhagavatam because dharma projita kaitavatra parama nirmat saranam satam. Bhagavatam is driving away, kicking out all kaitava dharma. Kaitava means cheating. All the cheating dharmas are kicked out in the Bhagavatam. And only pure essence is given here. And therefore, as Prabhupada says, it's very interesting what Prabhupada, how he used the word, first class rascaldom. First class rascaldom. Anyway, we're very, very fortunate that, you know, Prabhupada is there. He's the savior. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.